This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله night number 23 one of the odd nights May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of this evening and inshallah if this is Laylatul Qadr Let's push ourselves to do as much as we can. The night of decree, the night in which the angels descend, and the night in which there is a reward greater than 1,000 months. May Allah grant us the full reward of Laylatul Qadr. Ameen, ameen, walhamdulillah. We have come a far way in our series, and we had started off by talking about the minor signs of Qiyamah. And then we spoke about the major signs of Qiyamah, the events, the 10 major signs, Dajjal and Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the descent of Nabi Isa until the end of the world. And then we spoke about the events of the Barzakh, what happens in the Qabr, what happens from the moment that the ruh is pulled. And may Allah grant us that our ruh be pulled in a good way. May Allah grant us that we die in the state of Iman. May Allah take us with the Kalima as the last thing that we utter as we are dispatched from this dunya. And then we spoke about the life in the Qabr, the pleasures of it and the adab of it. And may Allah grant us the pleasure and the Jannah of the Qabr, that our graves be the gardens of Jannah. We then spoke about the event of Qiyamah, which is a pillar of Iman. From the resurrection and standing before on the plains of Qiyamah for a long period of time, and mankind will be in complete chaos and will be, as Allah says, in a drunken state, completely running around helter-skelter, no one caring about anybody else, and they will run from one Nabi to the next until the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be asked, and he will make that intercession at the Maqam al-Mahmood, and he will intercede with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then there will be some peace being brought. The shade of the Arsh will be presented to some people, and the wells, the pond of the Hawd, people will be given a chance to drink from the wells of the different Anbiya. And then there will be the beginning of Qiyamah, and the start of it would be the lining up and everyone standing in front of Allah, and there will be complete silence. All of the creation standing in front of Allah, you will hear nothing. No one will dare speak, just the shuffling of feet and people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at His creation. And then of course, the records will be given to each person, and how you're given it is an indication of whether you'll be successful or not. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call each person forward, and He will have a personal court case with everybody. Some will be easy and some will be difficult. We ask Allah, Hasibna hisaban yasira. Allah grant us the easy questioning. Even better than that, Allah madahanna al-jannah bi ghayri hisab. Let us enter Jannah without even being questioned, as some very special people will be. Then of course, the scale will be brought. And after the questioning, our deeds will be weighed. And if it is heavy on the good side, then alhamdulillah, your place in Jannah will be almost secured. And for those who committed shirk, they would be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call that they be chained up. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا Seize them, grab hold of them. فِي الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوا And then they will be cast and thrown through into Jahannam. The remainder will be the Muslims, the believers, those who did not commit shirk, and they will be forced to cross over the Sirat. So this bridge, remember, this bridge of crossing over, it's only for the believers and the munafiqs, and for those believers who were good, they will cross over without any hardship, or they will struggle, but they will cross over the Sirat, that bridge over Jahannam. As for the believer who committed some mistakes and he requires some purification, then he will unfortunately fall into Jahannam. And of course the munafiq, he would not even cross a little bit, and then he would be fall all the way to the bottom of Jahannam. We then said, Alhamdulillah for the believer, once he crosses the Sirat, he will then cross a small little bridge called the Qantara, where the final purification of his heart will happen, and that at that point everybody will be given basically the keys to their home in Jannah, and the gates of Jannah will be open, and may Allah grant us to be amongst them. They will enter Jannah, and we'll talk about what happens to them in Jannah. Now we'll move on to what happens in Jahannam, and this is the most difficult topic to talk about, Jahannam. But it is part of our aqidah, and we believe that there is such a place as Jahannam, and there is a place of punishment, and for some people that punishment will be long, and for some people that punishment will be eternal. It is also a common motif in almost every single religion, the concept of a place of punishment, a place for those who lived a sinful life, that they will be held accountable for their sins. And a few questions before we begin. The word Jahannam, Allah Alam, it's not an Arabic word. You find it within the Bible. And it's mentioned a cursed place, a place of sorrow, a place of hardship. And in the Persian language, Jahannam is a place of torture, a torture chamber. And this is not an Arabic word, but it's taken from those languages, and Allah has used it in the Quran. And it is the most common name of Jahannam, the hellfire, is Jahannam. Is Jahannam now in existence, or is it only going to be created on the day of Qiyamah? There's nobody in Jahannam at the moment. There is nobody in Jahannam. Jahannam will only be accessed on the day of Qiyamah. So is it there or is it not there? We know that Jahannam, Jannah and Jahannam were created before Nabi Adam. Because in a hadith, an authentic hadith, it mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creating Jannah and Jahannam, He called Jibreel alayhi salam. So Jibreel is even older than them, older than Jannah and Jahannam. And He told Jibreel to look at both. And so when Jibreel went into Jannah and he explored it and he came out, he said, I have never seen anything more beautiful than this place. And if anybody were to hear of this place, then they would do everything to get inside it. And then he saw Jahannam, Jibreel, and he said, I have never seen something more horrible than this place. And whoever hears about this would work their entire life not to end up in Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Jibreel the pathway to Jannah and the pathway to Jahannam. And the pathway to Jannah was full of patience and struggle and zakah and hajj and all the difficulties. And so Jibreel says, Ya Allah, I worry that nobody will get to Jannah. And then when he saw the pathway to Jahannam, the lust and the pleasure and the sin and the enjoyment, so he says, Ya Allah, I worry that everybody will fall into Jahannam except those whom you assist. Where is Jahannam? So where is it? We know in the cosmology of the universe that we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created sab'a samawat, seven universes, one on top of the other. We are in As-sama, ad-dunya. Dunya means the lowest one. So we are in the tiny light, right at the bottom. Then there are six more universes stacked upon each one. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of course, he made this journey on the Isra and the Mi'raj. And subhanAllah, in our series on the Barzakh, all of us will make this journey. When you pass away, the angel of death pulls the soul, and then the angels of Jannah carry the soul all the way through the sab'a samawat and the gates of subhanAllah, even Surah Amma, وَجَعَلْنَا سَمَاءَ أَبْوَابًا, the heavens will become doorways, meaning they will be opened up for the good soul, and they will rise up. And then at the highest level of the seventh sama, the Mount Everest of the universe is Sidratul Muntaha, the tree of eternal life, this tree. And Allah says in Surah Najm, إِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى, the Jannah is very close to the highest level of the samawat. Jannah is external to this universe. Jannah is not inside the seven heavens, but it is right on top, very, very close to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why when we talk about Jannah, the ceiling of Jannah is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who live in Jannatul Firdaus, their ceiling, their sky is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where Jannah is. As for Jahannam, it's not within the seven heavens, but it is external, and Allah alam where it is. All we know is that Jahannam will be brought out on the day of Qiyamah, and it will be presented on the plains of Qiyamah. We know that Jahannam is extremely huge and big. And its size, as we said, 70,000 angels. 70,000 chains. On each chain would be 70,000 angels. And they will drag Jahannam out on the day of Qiyamah. And even the names of Jahannam, Hawiyah, a deep abyss, an endless abyss, where the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, if a stone is dropped, it takes many, many millennia before that stone reaches the bottom of Jahannam. On the day of Qiyamah, Jahannam will be filled with man and jinn and Ya'juj and Ma'juj and idols and stones. It will be filled with so much of creation in it. Yet it will still say, يَوْمَ نَكُولِ لِجَهَنَّمْ. On that day, Allah will ask the Jahannam, هَلِمْ تَلَتْ. Are you filled up now? Are you full, Jahannam? وَتَكُولْ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدْ. No, Ya Allah, I have place for more. Is there any more? Is there any more to fill me up? And so Jahannam will be huge with so many creatures inside of it. Jahannam, so in Jannah we have darajat, so you get the highest daraja. Daraja is level. In Arabic, if you go higher up, you get darajat. If you go lower down, it's called darakat. Darakat is a level downwards. That's why al-munafiqeen fi darkil asfal. They are in the lowest level. So they have Jahannam has darakat. It has levels going down. And as you go lower down, the punishment becomes more severe And it becomes worse and worse as one enters deeper and deeper into Jahannam. Jahannam has gates, as Jannah has gates. Each gate has a specific person or specific type of sinner will enter the gates of each gate of Jahannam. قِيلَ دَخُلِ الْأَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. And as some scholars have said, there will be two ways that people enter Jahannam. The one way is through the gates of Jahannam. And as Allah mentions, whenever you see أُدْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ, when the angels, or Allah will say to them, enter the doors of Jahannam, it is ended with, you'll be there, خَالِدِينَ forever. So whoever goes through and enters via the gate of Jannah, it's as if though they'll never come out. Whereas the believers, the only way they enter Jannah, Jahannam through, is by falling down the Sirat. And there is a hope that the Sirat will not put them in the severe part of Jahannam, because from there they will be extracted. قِيلَ الْأَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. It is said to them, enter you the gates of Jahannam and to abide therein and eternity. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And surely Allah says, Jahannam is a promised place for them. لَهَا سَبَعَةُ أَبْوَابَ. That Jahannam has seven doors. Jannah has eight doors, but Jahannam has seven doors. لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. That it has seven gates. For each of these gates is a specific class of sinner. A specific class of sinner. And so some ulama has opined that each gate is more severe. And whoever enters a worse gate, a level, it will become more serious, the Jahannam. Now, we spoke already about how people will be taken to Jahannam. The believers, as we said, if they committed some mistakes, they will fall into Jahannam via the Sirat. Whereas the sinners, the Mushrikeen, those who committed Shirk, will be tied up on Qiyamah and they will be thrown into Jahannam via its doors. إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي دِلَالٍ وَسُعِرٍ. Indeed, the criminals are in error and madness. يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِمْ ذُوكُوا مَسَّ سَقَرٍ. The day they are dragged into the flames on their faces. So imagine this, subhanAllah, protect us, being tied up and then being dragged face down through the fires of Jahannam. Taste of the torment of Jahannam. We know that Jahannam is... And subhanAllah, I must mention this. This is the topic of Jahannam. If you read the Khatam, if you go through the Quran, we don't know that much about Jahannam. Far more, we know a lot more about Jannah. We can mention the clothing of Jannah, the texture of the clothing, the type of fruits, the type of creatures inside there, the names of certain places, Al-Adan and Al-Firdaus. We don't know any names of the names of the rivers of Jannah. We don't know anything, the names of the valleys of Jahannam and the place of Jahannam. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Jahannam, but He mentions Jannah far more than Jahannam. It's something to think about. But it is there, and we talk about it because it is to encourage us to make dua. We'll make that dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa, Ya Allah, pardon us so that we never ever have to go to Jahannam. We never ever have to go near to Jahannam. Jahannam, what is the weather like in Jahannam? What does it feel like to be in Jahannam? The Prophet says, Jahannam was heated continuously for 1,000 years. And its fires was heated. And then the fires turned red. And then it continued to be heated for another 1,000 years until the flames became white. And it was heated again for a further 1,000 years until it turned pitch black. So as we mentioned, Jahannam is full of fire that is extremely hot. That is not, it's hot. It's hotter than any other creation of Allah, yet it is pitch black. So one cannot even see what is happening inside Jahannam. At present, Jahannam is pitch. The Nabi says, right now, Jahannam is at its hottest, it's pitch black, and it is dark. Allah, the Prophet says, the fire of Jahannam is 70 times, or the fire of the dunya is just 1/70th of the fire of Jahannam. This ayah, subhanAllah, shows you, for you to think about and for us to ponder with regards to Jahannam. The Nabi says, in Jahannam is fi samumin wa hamim, wa dhillim mi yahmum. That in Jahannam is scorching fire and scalding water and a shade of black smoke, neither cool nor beneficial. So, the water of Jahannam is boiling and the shade of Jahannam is like a poisonous smoke. So the ulama mentioned that if the things which bring shade, the shade of Jahannam is a smoke that tortures you, and the water that the people of Jahannam will drink will boil you, then what about the actual fire and the heat of Jahannam? لا بارد ولا كريم. There is no coolness or there is no ease in it. لا تبقي ولا تذر لواحة للبشر. One of the names of Jahannam is As-Saqar. As-Saqar. And Allah says, what is As-Saqar? لا تبقي ولا تذر. It leaves nothing except that it incinerates it. Anything that touches Jahannam becomes incinerated instantly. لواحة للبشر. It blackens the skin. That whoever touches the fire of Jahannam, they would be blackened. Another name of Jahannam is Al-Khutamah. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٌ لُمَزَةٌ الَّذِي جَعْمَ مَالَهُ وَعَدَّدَ كَلَّ لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْخُطَمَةِ. Allah says that He will throw them into Al-Khutamah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْخُطَمَةِ. And what will make you know what Al-Khutamah is? It is the crusher. Al-Khutamah, so if you imagine, Jahannam, as we said, it's almost like a living creature where it constricts and it squeezes the people inside of it. And so it piles the flames on top of its inhabitants. نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ. And Allah says, yeah, it is the fire that Allah has Himself stoked. That He, Allah Himself, has stoked the fire. And it will bring down upon the people. And so, spending time being locked in and covered in fire. وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا. So Allah also mentions, so as we talk about what is the homes like in Jannah, we're going to talk about in where do people stay in Jahannam. The ayah says, وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا. And when they are thrown into a very narrow, constricted, claustrophobic space. So you can imagine the people of Jahannam are tied up and they are put into like a qabr of some sort, which presses them and it's filled with flames. وَيَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. They're thrown into a narrow place therein, bound in chains. And they will, and what would they do? وَيَدْعُونَ هُنَالَكَ ثَبُورًا. They will just cry out, Ya Allah, enough, destroy us, destroy us. And the angels, we'll talk about the angels of Jahannam, will say to them, لَا تَدَعُونَ الْيَوْمُ ثُبُورًا وَاحِدًا. They said, don't cry out for one destruction, but cry out for many, many destructions, because this is where you will remain. وَيَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. The food and the drink and the clothing of Jahannam. Allah says, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ. There is no food they eat will be for them except a poisonous thorny plant. There's only one thing that grows in Jahannam. It is called zakum. And this plant is so filthy, it grows in the bottom of Jahannam and it's thorny. And if the Nabi says, if a piece of this were to come to the dunya, it will rot the entire creation. Just one piece of this plant. Yet the people of Jahannam will be deprived of food for so long that they would be the hunger becomes so unbearable that they will eat from this and it will cook inside of them. It will basically burn the insides. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَمْ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ لَا يُسْمِنُ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُعٍ. Which will neither nourish them nor it will take away their hunger. But still they will eat because of the extreme hunger. They will be given boiling water over it and their clothing of pitch. Molten lead will be poured over their bodies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. This is very, very difficult things. The ayah says, the tree of Zakum, we have surely made it as a trial for the wrongdoers. It is a tree that springs out at the bottom of Jahannam. The shoots of its stalks are like the heads of the devils. It means it's horny, it's thorny. Truly they will eat thereof and fill their bellies therein. Then Allah, this ayah, then on top of that they will drink a mixture of boiling water. Then shall they return to the fire. So they will be taken out of, they are being punished. And then when they finally get some relief, not relief, but they finally exit the punishment, they will find nothing to eat except zakum and boiling water, which will basically cut through them and burn them through. So no friend he has there here this day, nor has he any food except, and some people, subhanAllah, so that's what some people will eat. The others, they will eat from hamim. What is hamim? Hamim is, as the people of Jahannam are being cooked and they are boiling and their blood and this, it will flow down like rivers through Jahannam and that will be boiled up and fed back to the people of Jahannam. So they have no friend here this day. They are completely alone. In Jahannam, the people are completely alone. They don't have anyone to talk to. They don't have any kind of interaction except they are being punished. So Allah says, they will have no friends here, nor do they have any food except the filth of the washing of wounds, meaning the blood and the muck that flows down, they will feed that back to the people of Jahannam, which none eat except the sinners. And remember also, on Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask every single person that goes to Jahannam, have I wronged you in any way? Have I done anything Did I disadvantage you in any way? Did I do anything against you? And they will say, no, Allah, you haven't done anything. We know we have this feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for every excuse. I'm going to throw you in Jahannam. That's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, He's looking for every excuse to put you in Jannah. Every excuse, take them out of Jannah. The beautiful hadith that we mentioned, Allah will say, take those people that don't even that didn't do a single good deed. Take them out of Jahannam and enter them into Jannah. We end off with this food and drink of Jahannam. Verily, the tree of deadly fruit will be the food of the sinful. Like, so Allah explains, because the zakum, the only thing they're going to eat is this plant. When they eat it, it is like molten lead that they're eating inside of. It's like they're pouring liquid molten lead will boil inside their bellies, and it will, the burning of despair, it will cook them on the inside because of the extreme hunger and the extreme difficulties in Jahannam. So inshallah, we continue, may Allah protect. And so the purpose of these ayat and the hadith is not to make us despair, and it's not to make us feel negative, but it is an opportunity. As we said, every night in the month of Ramadan, every night, there is a batch of people who are destined for Jahannam, and Allah frees them. Allah frees them. And that is, we make that dua, let us never ever go near Jahannam. And that dua, when you make dua and you ask Allah for protection from Jahannam, visualize these things. And that sincerity, we make dua that will save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ameen. We continue tomorrow, bi-ibnillah. And just a reminder that Salatul Layl will start at 10 o'clock. And then last night's question, what is that bridge that the believers will have to, the last bridge after the Sirat, where they will be given their, basically their places in Jannah. What is the name of that bridge? It's Qantara, it's B. So the Qantara, yes. B, it's the Qantara. Yeah. That's the right answer? Yeah, no, exactly that. It's B. There's something wrong there. I'm trying to find someone that... Zubayha Samuels? Zubayha? Shia? Okay, mashallah. Sister Zubayha? Abdullah Ahmed? Abdullah Ahmed? No, Abdullah Ahmed. Okay, let's see. Ibrahim Abrams? No Ibrahim Abrams? Ya salam. Amin G. Amin G? No. Zahir Kalam? Zahir Kalam? Zahir Kalam? No. Butafuat Peters, alhamdulillah. Okay. Saved us there. Alright. The question, what is the name of the tree found in Jahannam? Zakum, Sakar, Zafur, or Sirat? Choose a number?
7.
Where's number 7? Number 7? Look at the back of your card, no? Okay. Shukran. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi sahbihi sallam wa sallim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.